Good morning and Happy New Year. Okay, the Appropriation Subcommittee on Pre-K through 12 Education will come to order. Could our administrative assistant please call the roll?
Madam Chair?
I'm here.
Senator Young?
Here.
Senator Broxson? Senator Farmer? Senator Grimsley? Senator Lee? Senator Mofford? Senator Rusan?
Here.
Senator Stubbe? Madam Chair, we have a quorum.
Thank you. Housekeeping, please turn off your electronic devices. Anyone who wishes to speak for the committee, please complete an appearance card and give it to our administrative assistant. And you could either waive your speaking time or speak, but if you waive, your position will be read into the record. We have a very short meeting today. We'll make up for it in the future, I'm sure. We're going to take up tab one, SB 564, on the John McKay Scholarships for Students with Disabilities program by Senator Young. You're recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Currently here in the state of Florida, we have two scholarship programs for children with unique abilities, the McKay Scholarship Program and the Gardner Scholarship Program. They operate similarly, but there are some differences. And one difference is the purpose of this bill. There is a disparity between the McKay Scholarship Program and the Gardner Scholarship Program as it relates to the ability of parents to request that their child's individual education plan be reevaluated. Under Gardner, a parent can request a reevaluation. Under McKay, a parent cannot outside the three-year cycle of reevaluations. This bill would authorize parents to request a reevaluation, and that is the bill.
Thank you for that explanation. Are there any questions on the bill? No questions. Is there any appearance form? We have two appearance cards. We have Bill Bunkley, president of John McKay Scholarship. No, I don't know what your president. Oh, Florida Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission. You're recognized. He's over here. He is waving in support. All right, great. Now, next we have Amy Das, physician for social responsibilities. You're recognized.
I'm the parent of a disabled child. I just wanted to make the comment that we are trying to get the lead out of drinking water in schools so that it will reduce the disabilities. And I have no other way to get in front of the appropriations. I apologize if you feel this is not relevant, but I just wanted to have a moment to talk to you and tell you that we are seeking funds from your committee to get the lead out to reduce disabilities for kids. Thank you.
Well, thank you for the creative method of appearing before the committee, and we do have that request in another file. There are no more appearance cards. Is there any debate on the bill? No debate. Senator Young, you're recognized to close on your bill.
I waive close, Madam Chair.
Administrative Assistant, please call the roll on SB 564.
Senator Broxson?
Yes.
Senator Farmer?
Yes.
Senator Grimsley? Senator Lee? Yes. Senator Mofford? Senator Rusan?
Yes.
Senator Stubbe?
Yes.
Senator Young?
Yes.
Madam Chair?
Yes. By your vote, SB 564. SB 564 is reported favorably. Is there any other business before the committee? Here's none. We are not meeting next week because we're going to be busy working on the budget. Or some of us are going to be working on the budget. With that, Senator Rusan moves we adjourn. Without objection, the meeting is adjourned. Thank you.
Well